Simtek CD Productions presents Maulana Ahmed Suleiman Qahtani.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن الدنيا أرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama kiram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, time is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the movement of which is inexorable. It is incessant. There is no force or system in this world that can restrict the movement of time. And it is that creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which incessantly is engaged in a silent war and attack upon the entire humanity. Time is a mata', is a valuable possession which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has endowed each and every one of us with. In many places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the oath of time and things which are attached to time. Wal fajr, by the dawn. Wal layalin ashr, by the 10 nights. Wal shaf'i wal watr, by the even and the odd. Wal layli idha tanaffas, by the night. وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ, by the day or by the dawn when it takes a breath. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرْ, by the night when it passes. Not only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the oath of time, but those creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those entities which dictate time and by which time is measured and which bring time into existence, these creations of Allah Ta'ala, upon them also Allah Ta'ala takes oath. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَا, the sun, by the oath of the sun, by the moon, by the stars. With all these various qasams, وَالْفَجْر وَالصُّبْح وَالْعَصْر وَلَيَالٍ عَشْر وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ, all these various oaths and qasams Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes in order to make this insan realize that not only is gold and silver and oil and the precious commodities of this world valuable, but more valuable than this is time. Because time is that entity whose incessant motion is such, يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ يُكَوِّرُ النَّهَارَ عَلَى اللَّيْلِ يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ, night is wrapped up into day, day is wrapped up into night, day follows night, night follows day. أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدِ وَيُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدِ وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودِ. Why don't you look at the movement of day and night? Every new thing is made old, every distant thing is brought near, every promise of Allah Ta'ala is made to come to pass. This incessant motion of time For this insan to realize that more valuable than your gold and more valuable than your silver and more valuable than the precious commodities of this world is time. Ah, that breath that comes out, that second which has passed, or that moment which has passed, no government or system or army or technology of this world can ever bring it back. Wealth which is lost can be replaced, can be regained, can be re-earned, sometimes even more. If a job is lost, sometimes a better job can be acquired. If a deal goes awry or goes astray or goes off, sometimes you can strike a better deal. But that second which has passed, or that moment which has passed, or that day which has passed, how are you ever going to bring it back? Every day, at daybreak, the day calls out, Yabna Adam, Inni khalqun jadid, Wa ana fima ta'amal fiya ghadan alayka shaheed, Fa'amal fiya mastata'ta min khayr, Fa'inni in dhahabtu lan arji' ilaykum abada, Wal laylu yaqulu mithlu thalik. At daybreak, the day calls out, O Ibn Adam, I am a new creation of Allah, a new day has dawned. And whatever you will do within me, whether it be good or evil, tomorrow I will be a witness against you. If it was evil against you, and if it was good in your favor, فَعْمَلْ فِيَّ مَسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْ خَيْرٍ. So whilst you have this opportunity, do whatever good you can do. فَإِنِّي إِنْ ذَهَبْتُ لَنْ أَرْجِ إِلَيْكُمْ أَبَدًا. Because once I am gone, once this day has passed, I will never ever come back to you again. And the night makes the same announcement. And at the end of each day, the day calls out, Alhamdulillah, Alladhi arahani min ad-dunya wa ahliha. Shukr to my Allah. Gratitude to my Allah who has finally rid me and freed me of this dunya and the people of this dunya and the a'mal of the people of this dunya. Time is like that axe, and this insan is like a tree, and that axe is knocking away at the root of this tree. Incessantly, like the poet says, Inna lanafrahu bil ayyami naqta'uha, wa kulla yawmin madha yudni min al ajali, fa'amal li nafsika qabla al mawti mujtahidan, fa'innama al ribhu wal khusranu bil amali. نجدد سرورا بالهلال إذا بدا وما هي إلا السيف للحتف ينتظي. He says, O foolish insan, O foolish human being, you are losing something that is precious all the time. The seconds are becoming minutes, the minutes are becoming hours, the hours are becoming days, the days are becoming weeks, the weeks are becoming months, and the months are becoming years. And incessantly your life is slipping away. And that maut and that qabr is coming closer and closer and closer to you. Instead of becoming conscious of this, instead of becoming aware of this, instead of realizing your loss, and instead of making your time precious, what are you doing? You are engaging in revelry. You are engaging in merriment. You are engaging in enjoyment. So that every new birthday, and every new moon, and every new year, instead of becoming a source of ibrat and taking lesson, becomes an occasion of merriment and joy. He says, "Inna lanafrahu bil ayyami naqta'uha." We become happy with the passage of time. Wa kulla yawmin madha yudni min al ajali. Little do we realize that every passing day is taking us closer to the qabr. فَعْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ مُجْتَهِدًا. So before that moth which has to come to you, which you will never escape, وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمْ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. Allah says an appointed time is written down. Whatever period we gave you in this world, whether you waste it in front of the shaitan box, or whether you waste it in the bazaars, or whether you waste it in the cricket match and in the soccer match, or whether you waste it in reading frivolous novels, whatever time we have given you in this world, you will never get it back. You will regret it when you realize its value. وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمٍ. An appointed time has been set by Allah. لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. When that time comes, you will not get even 1 second respite. وَمَنْ نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسُ فِي الْخَلْقِ أَفَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Allah says, oh you people who have age, take ibrat, take lesson from those who have aged in front of you. How many attempts are made through science and through medicine to delay the onset of old age? Plastic surgery, vitamin E, and putting this vitamin, and putting that ointment, and going for that sun treatment and that solar treatment. But inexorably the signs of old age dawn upon you. This incessant movement of time, which is ibrat for everyone around. Allah says, وَمَنْ نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسُ فِي الْخَلْقِ. Those who we allow to go to old age, we bring about a reverse in their creation. So that by the time they get old, they behave like children. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Why don't you take ibrat? And why don't you take lesson from this? Abu al-Itahiya, rahimahullah, Mamun al-Rashid, built a palatial home. And then he called him, invited him. مَا تَقُولُ فِي هَذَا. Comment on my beautiful palatial home. He forms a poem and he addresses Mamun al-Rashid. He says, عِشْ مَا بَدَى لَكَ سَالِمًا فِي ظِلِّ شَاهِقَةِ الْقُصُورِ يُسْعَى عَلَيْكَ بِمَا اشْتَهَيْتَ لَدَى الرَّوَاحِ وَفِي الْبُكُورِ فَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ تَقَعْقَعَتْ فِي ضِيقِ حَشْرَجَةِ الصُّدُورِ فَهُنَاكَ تَعْلَمْ مُوقِنَا مَا كُنْتَ إِلَّا فِي غُرُورِ. He says, enjoy yourself, engage in merriment, behave as if it is only this dunya, and as if you have the health of this world at your disposal. Enjoy yourself in the shade of the lofty pillars of your palatial home. Servants are scurrying around from morning to evening to fulfill your every wish and command. They are at your beck and call. Insulate yourself in this so-called total existence of merriment and enjoyment. But know and understand, فَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ تَقَاقَعَتْ فِي ذِيقِ حَشْرَجَةِ الصُّدُورِ. That day will come when this heart in the depths of your chest will begin to flutter, and that breath and that soul will beg to escape, and you will be on the last gasp of your life. فَهُنَاكَ تَعْلَمْ مُوْقِنَا. فَهُنَاكَ تَعْلَمْ مُوْقِنَا. Then you will come to know with absolute certainty, مَا كُنْتَ إِلَّا فِي غُرُورِ, that the life of this world was nothing but a deception. That this dunya was not the reality. The real reality is still to come. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, they used to say, يَبْنَ آدَمْ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ أَيَّامْ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ أَيَّامْ إِنْ ذَهَبَ يَوْمٌ ذَهَبَ بَعْدُكْ. O insan, you are a collection of days. Every one of you has been given a certain number of days, a certain number of hours, a certain number of seconds. Each time one day passes, a portion of you is lost, which will never ever come back. Like that leaf which is severed from the tree, that leaf cannot return back to the tree. Like that candle which is burning, that wax will not be returned back to the candle. Like that lantern which is burning, that wick will not be returned to the candle. In the same way, the seconds, hours, days and weeks and months and years of our lives are inexorably going away. It will never ever be brought back. Foolish is this insan. Nujaddid sururan bil hilali idha bada. The poet says, when a new year comes, when a new moon is sighted, when a new milestone comes, then they begin celebrating. Such is their foolishness. Little do they realize that a new year is not something new. Wama hiya illa sayfu lil hatfi yantadhi. But in fact, it is a sword that is slashing away at their lives. And he's taking them closer and closer to the qabr. Muharram has come once again. 1428 years in the Islamic calendar. A new year has dawned upon us. We are not like the people of Batil, where a new year is an occasion of revelry and haram and masiyat. Each new year brings with us the ibrat and the lesson and the reminder of the qurbani and sacrifice that was undertaken by the ummah of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first of Muharram is that day in which that individual and personality for whom Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam begged Allah to bring him into Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the first of Muharram is that day in which he became shaheed and which he passed away from this world. It was a Wednesday and Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was mercilessly attacked in the haram. ND174689 Polo, the sky is blocking. The kuffar in Makkah attacked him so brutally that it comes in the riwayat that his face was leveled, his eyeballs became engorged, his nose was smashed in, no limb of his body was left untouched, so that he fell unconscious and very few people felt that he would survive. Banu Taym, the family of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they swore in the haram that if Abu Bakr succumbs to his wounds and his injuries, they will take the life of Utbah in revenge. He was carried to the home of his mother, Umm Jamil, to the home of his mother. And for that entire night, he lay unconscious. Finally, the next morning, Thursday morning, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu recovers and his eyes open. His entire family, the Banu Taym clan, are around him. They become overjoyed. They look towards him. Yet, this was a true Ashik, a Rasul, a true lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The moment he opens his eyes and he gains consciousness, the first question on his lip, Mada fa'ala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What is the condition of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Banu Taym had not yet accepted Islam, they become disgusted. But such were the ties of kinship amongst the Arabs that they exhort his mother to feed him and they go away. His mother begs him to partake of some milk. He says, until my eyes are not cooled by looking at the noble countenance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I am not able to convince myself that my Nabi is safe, I will not partake of any food. She says, how will I find him? How can I take him to you? He says, look for Umm Jamil, the sister of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When Umm Jamil sees the condition of Abu Bakr, she also begins crying. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's whereabouts are inquired about. She says that he is in the home of Zayd bin Arqam. The house of Abu Bakr and Zayd bin Arqam was situated in Misfala. The house of Abu Bakr is behind where Makkah Towers is. And a little bit down the road from there was the house of Zayd bin Arqam, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. That evening, when the streets had become quiet, supported on the one side by Umm Jamil and on the other side by his mother, in this pitiable condition with his feet dragging on the ground, Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is taken to the home of Zayd bin Arqam, where the Sahaba that are present burst into tears to see his condition. And Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lovingly embraces him with the tears pouring down his cheeks. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, realizing how valuable the moment is, he exhorts Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, O Nabi of Allah, make dua that my mother gets hidayat, that Allah opens her heart for Islam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes the dua, the heart of the mother of Abu Bakr is open, and there and then she recites the shahadat. This was a moment of great difficulty and hardship for Sahaba to see Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala in this condition. And Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at this juncture raises up his hands and he says, O my Allah, Allahumma izzal Islam bi ahadil amarain, O my Allah, strengthen Islam with one of the two Umars. With one of the two Umars, either Umar bin Hisham, who is Abu Jahl, or Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The next morning, The Quraysh gather, Mashwara is taking place, that the effort of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has gone too far. Na'uzu billah, who is going to finish him off? They all feared retribution and revenge from the Banu Muttalib and the Banu Hashim family. Umar rises up in a fit of rage, takes out his sword, and he says that I will finish off Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They say, oh Umar, you are the man for the task. With his sword unsheathed, he goes towards the home of Zayd bin Arqam. On the way he meets Nu'aym bin Mas'ud, who says to him, oh Umar, where are you going? He says, I am going to finish off Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nu'aym bin Mas'ud says, you are worrying about him. Why don't you worry about your own house? Get your own house in order. Your sister and brother-in-law have also accepted Islam. Umar stops in his tracks. He becomes even more enraged. And he goes towards the home of his sister, Umme Jameel radiallahu ta'ala anha. Dars of Quran is taking place. Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala anhu is teaching Umme Jameel and her husband, Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was also from amongst the Asharai Mubashara. Those 10 Sahaba who in this dunya were given the Basharat and the glad tidings of Jannat, Sa'id bin Zayd. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had this distinction that in his family, himself and his brother-in-law, two of them were from amongst the Asharai Mubashara. This was the only family link amongst the Asharai Mubashara. Umar enters the home, Khabbab bin Zayd, Khabbab bin Arat, hides in another room. In a fit of rage, he strikes his sister so that the blood starts pouring from her and she falls to the ground. And then he turns upon his brother-in-law, Sa'id bin Zayd, and starts beating him mercilessly. Eventually, his sister shouts out that, oh Umar, do whatever you want to do. We will succumb to death. We will allow you to murder us, but we will not forsake Islam and this deen which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. His anger had cooled by this time and he had become a little bit ashamed to see the sight of blood on the face of his sister. He looks around and he sees the pages of the Quran which Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala in his haste had forgotten in the room. He says, let me see this Quran. Let me see these pages you were reading. Umme Jameel says to him, no, my brother, you will first have to cleanse yourself because you have to be pure before you recite the Quran. Umar gives in to this. He bathes himself. And then the pages of the Quran are presented to him. Taha, ma anzalna alayka al-Quran litashqa illa tadhkiratan liman yakhsha tanzeel mimman khalaqa al-ard was-samawati al-ula ar-rahman ala al-arsh istawa lahu ma fi as-samawati wama fi al-ard wama baynahuma wama tahta ath-thara wa in tajhar bil-qawl fa innahu ya'lamu as-sirra wa akhfa Allahu la ilaha illa hu lahul asma'ul husna wa hal ataaka hadith Musa idh ra'a nara faqala li ahlihim kuthu inni anastu nara la'alli atiikum minha biqabas aw ajidu 'alan nari huda falamma ataaha nudiya ya Musa inni ana rabbuk fakhla'na 'alayk innaka bilwadi al-muqaddas tuwa innani ana Allah la ilaha illa ana fa'budni. When Umar reaches this verse, then Umar is a changed man. And his heart melts at the might and the reverence of the verses of the Quran. Time is too limited to go into the translation. Just the final verse, Innani anallah, la ilaha illa ana. Allah says, verily it is me alone. I am Allah. There is no deity besides me. I am the controller, I am the maker, I am the giver, I am the taker. To submit to me and establish salah for my remembrance. This verse caused the heart of Umar to shake and tremble. And he turns to his sister and he says, take me to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khabbab comes out from hiding. And he says, Mubarak, glad tidings to you, O Umar. It seems as if the dua of last night of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been accepted in your favor. He goes towards the home of Zayd bin Arqam. Sahaba were on the lookout. They see him coming with a sword in his hand. They become concerned for the safety of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hamza radiallahu ta'ala says, let him come. If his intentions are good, we will welcome him. And if he has evil intentions, I will use his sword and behead him with the same sword. Umar enters, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam grabs hold of the chadar and the cloak of Umar and pulls it and says, Ama ana laka an tashhada an la ilaha illallah. O Ibn al-Khattab, O Umar, how much longer are you going to wait before you say the shahadat of la ilaha illallah? Umar says, I have come to recite Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Sahaba recite takbir. The room is full of happiness. Jibreel descends and comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and says, O my beloved Nabi, are you happy with the Islam of Umar? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, yes, O Jibreel, we are happy with the Islam of Umar. Jibreel says to him, O Nabi of Allah, the Malaika of Allah in the heavens also are celebrating the Islam of Umar. History, the annals of history can never bring forth a replica or an example like this. That ruler who ruled 2.2 million square miles during his khilafat, his kingdom, 2.2 million square miles, yet the same ruler could be found sweeping the masjid with his own hands. The ruler of 2.2 million square miles, yet he could be found in the dead of the night carrying the bottle of water, the leather covering of water. Where are you going, Amirul Mu'mineen? I am going to the home of so and so widow so that I can give water to her. The ruler of 2.2 million square miles. And yet, when the camel from Baitul Mal goes missing, Ahnaf bin Qais meets him in the streets of Medina. Amirul Mu'mineen, where are you going? He says, Oh Ahnaf, a camel from the Baitul Mal has gone missing. I don't know how many Muslims have their share in that camel. You also come with me. We have to find that camel. The ruler of 2.2 million square miles, yet 14 patches could be found on his clothing. The ruler of 2.2 million square miles, yet he could be found sleeping underneath a tree without any sword, without any bodyguards. Even the small politician of today, he has a bodyguard in front, bodyguard in the back, bodyguard in the right, bodyguard in the left, and then too he has a bulletproof vehicle, and then also he's still full with fear. Why? Because they have made so much of zulm and oppression that they fear the retribution. Here, Umar unarmed, sleeping peacefully underneath the tree. Why? Because Umar was that person who Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the laqab of Farooq. فَرَّقَ بَيْنَ الْحَقِّ وَالْبَاطِلِ That individual who distinguished between haq and batil. That individual who distinguished between truth and falsehood.
Honda NPS 37274, Mazda van ND 183578, VW 567805, Golf ND 89. ND98902. These cars are blocking.
Hassan Basri rahimahullah used to say, beautify your gatherings, beautify your majalis with the dhikr and the mention of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ummul Mumineen Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha used to say that make the tazkira, make the mention of Umar in your gatherings. For to speak of Umar is to speak of adl and justice. And to speak of adl and justice is to speak of Allah. She herself narrates that when the Mujahideen used to go out from Medina Munawwara in the path of Allah, Umar would go to the homes of the Mujahideen. He would address that elderly mother, or he would address that wife, and he would say, your husband or your son has gone out in the path of Allah. Is there any groceries? Or is there any need that you have that I may go and purchase it from the bazaar and bring it for you? He would go to that illiterate mother and he would say, Amma, your son has gone out in the path of Allah. Maybe there is some letter you want to write to him. You cannot write. You dictate the letter. The Amir, the ruler of 2.2 million square miles, and he's saying to this elderly woman, you dictate the letter, I will write it for your son. This is that personality whom Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at times he would say, Abu Bakr, your example is the example of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Umar, you are the example of Nuh alayhi salam. On one occasion he said, Abu Bakr, your example is that of Isa alayhi salam, and Umar, your example is that of Musa alayhi salam. On one occasion, he entered Masjid al-Nabawi, on the right hand side Abu Bakr, on the left hand side Umar, he caught hold of the both of them, raised up his hand, and he said, Hakadha nuhsharu yawm al-qiyamah, exactly like this, Allah will raise us up on the day of judgment. He said, I have two ministers in the heavens, two ministers on the earth. The two ministers in the heavens are Jibrail and Mikail, and the two ministers on the earth are Abu Bakr and Umar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if Abu Bakr and Umar concur, if their rai becomes muttafiq, if their opinion concurs in any matter, I will never ever go against the united opinion of Abu Bakr and Umar. On the day of Arafat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the galaxy of Sahaba had gathered, the gathering, the like of which humanity will not see till Qiyamat. He said, Allah is making fakhr upon the gathering of my Sahaba on this day, and Allah is specially making fakhr upon Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. One morning he addressed Umar, and he said, Oh Umar, last night I saw in a dream, I saw a beautiful palace, one brick of gold, one brick of silver, one brick of ruby. I asked them, whose palace is this? The Malaika of Allah told me, Lifatam min Quraysh, this is the palace of a Qurayshi youngster. I thought it was my palace, and I went to enter. It was told to me that this is the palace of your slave Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. The same Umar in the dead of night can be found in the outskirts of Medina Munawara, his slave Aslam with him. He comes across a solitary woman. She has a pot in front of her filled with water. The little children are sitting nearby and are crying. Umar addresses her and says, what is the matter? She says, my children are hungry. What do you have in the pot? She says, I have water in the pot. I was trying to deceive them that I have some food in order to placate them. And then she says, Allah will decide between me and Amirul Mumineen Umar on the day of judgment. Umar, when he hears this, is full with fear. And he says to her that, oh mother, Umar does not know of your condition. She says, if he does not know of my condition, then he should not have become our Amir. He runs back to the Baytul Mal, fills up two sacks of food, lifts it onto his own back. Aslam says to him, oh Amirul Mu'mineen, let me carry this. He turns to Aslam and he says, oh Aslam, are you going to carry my weight tomorrow on the day of judgment? He carries it himself. Thereafter Aslam narrates, he blows into the twigs, Umar himself, and he prepares the fire. Aslam says, I could see the smoke passing through his beard. He puts a little bit of ghee, a little bit of flour, a little bit of cheese, and a little bit of honey, and he prepares halwa, and he serves it himself to the children and this elderly woman. After they have eaten, she says to him that Allah Ta'ala should have made you our Amir. Allah should have made you our Amir. He says to her that tomorrow when you come to Medina Munawara, he doesn't say I am the Amir, I am Umar. He says tomorrow when you come to Medina Munawara and you come to Umar, you will find me in the vicinity. You will find me in the same area. Then he sits a little bit to the side and he sees the little children laughing and playing. And he says to Aslam, I am sitting here because I saw them crying. Now I wanted to see them happy. On one occasion, Sahaba find him sitting in the masjid crying. O Amirul Mumineen, why are you crying? Why are you crying? He says that a dog dying thirsty on the banks of the river Dajala, tomorrow on the day of judgment, Allah is going to question Umar about that dog. That extent of khawf, and that extent of fear. Yet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, "Law kana ba'di nabiyyun lakana Umar." If there had to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. Yet they never ever became complacent. On one occasion, he's sitting on the minbar of Masjid al-Nabawi, and he addresses Sahaba, "Inna fi jannati adan qasrun, lahu khamsumiyati bab, ala kulli babin khamsatu alafin min al-hur al-een." He says, in Jannatul Firdaus, there is a palace. It has 500 doors, and on each door there are 5,000 of the Hur-e-Een, of the beautiful maidens of Jannat that are waiting to make istiqbal of the owner of this palace. 2.5 million Hur-e-Een. And then he says, Allah has made this palace lin-Nabi, for a Nabi. And he looks towards the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hani'an laka ya sahiba hadha al-qabr. Mubarak, glad tidings to you, O resident of this grave. And then he says, Walis Siddiq, Allah has prepared this palace for a Siddiq. He looks towards the grave of Abu Bakr. Hani'an laka ya sahiba hadha al-qabr. Mubarak, glad tidings to you, O resident of this grave. And then he says, Walis Shaheed. Allah has prepared this palace also for one who has given his life in the way of Allah. And then Umar takes a deep sigh. Anna laka shahada ya Umar. 2.2 million square miles. In his khilafat, 4,000 jami' masjids. Juma masjids had been established. Such a ruler, before whom the might of the Roman and the Persian empires had been crushed, and the wealth of Romatul Kubra and the wealth of Ali Sasan had been brought into Medina Munawara. At the height of his rulership, in the seat of his khilafat, he sighs and he says, "Anna laka shahada ya Umar." O Umar, when you are surrounded like this by this empire, how are you going to drink from the cup of shahadat? Then he takes himmat and he says, "Inna alladhi qadirun ala an yukhrijani min Makkata ila hijratil Madina." That Allah who could take a shepherd Umar and raise him to the mantle of Khilafat and give him the tawfiq of hijrat to Madina Munawara from Makkah Mukarrama, that same Allah can bring shahadat to Umar in Medina. So he makes the dua of shahadat, that Allah must accept his life in the way of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala accepts this dua of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so that on the 26th of Zilhijjah, while in Fajr Salah, he is attacked by Firoz Abu Lu'lu Mal'un. The dagger pierces into his stomach and comes out from the other side. For a few days he lay in this illness. Once Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes in his presence, he finds him crying. "O Amir al-Mu'mineen, why are you crying? Is it the fear of death?" He says, "No, O Ali, I fear that I have to give hisab in the court of Allah." Ali says to him, "How many times have I not heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 'Ama basharaka Rasulullah bi kada?' Did not Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give you the glad tidings of Jannat on so many occasions?" Umar says, "O Ali, will you be a witness for me on the day of judgment?" Ali says, "Yes, I will be a witness, and my son Hassan also will be a witness." His head is in the lap of his son, Abdullah bin Umar. He says, "Place my head on the ground. Place my head on the ground." Finally, his son relents, and Umar's head is placed on the ground. He begins rubbing his cheeks on the sand and continually rebuking himself, "Waylun laka wa li ummika ya Umar in lam yaghfir laka rabbuk." Halakat and destruction for you and your mother, O Umar, if Allah doesn't forgive you. If Allah doesn't forgive you. One riwayat he says, if I had the whole dunya, I would give it as fidya and ransom to be saved from giving account in the court of Allah. Muharram comes, every year with a reminder of the Shahadat of Umar. And Muharram comes every year with a reminder. And what greater reminder and what greater sabak can there be for the Ummah than the Shahadat of the beloved grandson of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That family, Ali Rasul, the family, the descendants of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, more purer and more greater family we cannot possibly find. One incident in Khurasan, there was one woman from the family, from the descendants of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Her husband passed away. She became destitute. There was no food for her and her children. So she made hijrah to Samarkand in order not to reveal her situation to the people of Khurasan. When she gets to Samarkand, her situation becomes very bad. She goes to the governor of Samarkand and she says, I need provisions and I need a place to stay for one night for myself and my children. I am from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The governor of Samarkand says to her that bring some proof. Bring proof that you are from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She says, I am a stranger. I am a musafir. No one knows me in this town. How can I bring proof? He says, every second person comes and says that they are from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Without proof, I will not help you. She goes away. Her situation is very severe. She meets someone else who directs her towards one Persian fire worshipper, telling her that he is a very generous person. So she goes to the home of that Persian fire worshipper. That night, the governor of Samarkand, while sleeping, he sees a dream. And he sees that he is in Jannat. And there is a beautiful palace in front of him. Standing at the gate of the palace is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He rushes forward and he says, O Nabi of Allah, whose palace is this? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this palace is the palace of a Muslim. So he says, O Nabi of Allah, I am also a Muslim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, bring proof that you are a Muslim. My daughter came to you for assistance and you asked her to bring proof. Now today you also bring proof that you are a Muslim. He wakes up with a shock, makes inquiries and finds out that that woman and her children are by the home of certain Persian fire worshipper. He rushes to that home with gifts and he says, name your price, ask me for whatever you want, hand this family over to me. That was one of his subjects, the Muslims were ruling. The Persian says, Aqa, O my leader, ask me for anything else. Ask me for anything else, but I will not give you this family. Because the transaction after seeing does not take place. When I opened my door upon this woman and her children, my heart was full with kufr. But when I opened my door and I brought them into my home, Allah melted my heart and the heart of my family with iman. I went to sleep that night with iman. And oh my master, whilst you were seeing the dream, I was seeing the same dream. You were sent away and the same palace was given to me. That family, the like of which humanity will not see, the descendants of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what greater sabak of qurbani, what greater sabak of sacrifice can there be for the ummah than when 16 flowers, 16 blooming flowers of that purest of families on the plains of Karbala were made shaheed and the rivers flowed with the blood of this family to give the sabak to the ummah till qiyamah that nasab and lineage is not sufficient. This dunya is not the place of revelry and enjoyment. This dunya is the place of imtihan. This dunya is the place of test. Ala inna sil'atallahi ghaliyah. Ala inna sil'atallahi al-jannah. Listen, the price of Allah is expensive. The price of Allah is jannat. Till qiyamah, that ibrat and that example was brought forward for the ummah so that in the four corners of the world, never mind 14 or 15 centuries later, wherever the ummah will suffer, they will be able to take solace. Wherever Karbalas will occur, and they will continue to occur, their ummah will be able to take solace that the family of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beloved of my Nabi, also suffered like this. He had such love for them. He had such love for them that Buraydah radiallahu ta'ala narrates from his father, Kana yakhtubuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting on the minbar, idh ja'a al-Hasan wa al-Husayn wa alayhima qamisani ahmaran yamshiyani wa ya'thuran. He says, he was on the minbar addressing us. It was khutbah of Jumu'ah. Hasan and Husayn, two small babies dressed in red qamis, came running into the masjid. They were so little that they would crawl a few steps and they would fall down. Then they would get up and they would fall down. He says, إِذْ نَزَلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَنِ الْمِنْبَرِ. He says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got up off the minbar, interrupted the Jummah khutbah, rushed forward and picked the two babies up, kissing the two of them. He brought them and placed them on his lap. And then he addressed Sahaba, Sadaqallah, innama amwalukum wa uladukum fitna. My Allah has spoken the truth. Your wealth and your children are a test and a trial and a tribulation for you. Nadartu ila hadaini sabiyain yamshiyan wa ya'thuran. Falam asbir. Hatta qata'tu hadithi wa rafa'tuhuma. He says, I saw my two little babies walking and crawling and falling down. I could not contain myself. I could not contain myself until I did not go and pick them up. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says, Kharaja alayna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ma'ahu al-Hasan wal-Husayn hadha ala atiqihi al-wahid wa hadha ala atiqihi al-akhir. He says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came towards us. Hasan and Husayn were on his two shoulders, one on one shoulder, the other on the other shoulder. وَهُوَ يَلْثِمُ هَذَا مَرَّةً وَهَذَا مَرَّةً. Intermittently, he would kiss this one, then he would kiss the other one. He addressed Sahaba that, oh my Sahaba, Allahumma. He addressed Allah and he made dua, Allahumma, إِنِّي أُحِبُّهُمَا. I love them. I love them. وَحْبِبْ مَنْ أَحَبَّهُمَا. Love those who love them. In one riwayat, he said, "Man ahabba Husaynan faqad habbani." He who will love Husayn, he has loved me. Ahabba Allahu man ahabba Husaynan. May Allah love the one who loves my grandson Husayn. Husaynun sibtum min al asbad. Time is too limited to go into the manaqib of Sayyidina Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Suffice to say, despite that noble lineage, he also, the night before his shahadat, he addresses his companions fearlessly, then Mubarak couplets on his lips, La in kanati dunya tu'addu nafisatan fadaru thawabillahi a'la wa ambulu wa in kanati al-abdanu lil mawti unshi'at faqatlu imri'in bis-sayfi fillahi afdalu wa in kanati al-arzaqu shay'an muqaddaran faqillatu sa'yi al-mar'i lir-rizqi ajmalu. He says, if this world is valuable, if this dunya is valuable, then know and understand that the jannat of my Allah is more valuable. He says, if my body, never mind how long I live, or what I exert myself in, if eventually my body is going to become the target of maut, why not let that maut be in the way of Allah, raising the name of Allah? وَإِنْ كَانَتِ الْأَرْزَاقُ شَيْئًا مُقَدَّرًا. He says, oh my companions, when risk and sustenance, when rosy is something muqaddar, when it has already been ordained, you cannot get one penny more, no mind what you do. When your risk is already muqaddar and ordained, then why not exert yourself less for this dunya and more for the akhirat? What greater sight of tragedy and pain and hardship could there have been for this ummah than that manzar and scene when Sayyidina Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu, sitting with the bodies of his family around him, his Mubarak son, 2-year-old Abdullah, sitting in his lap,
Ibn al-Muwaqqit fires the arrow, and in a two-year-old baby, even a stranger's two-year-old baby, is beloved. This was from Ali Rasul, the direct descendants of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ibn al-Muwaqqit's arrow comes and severs the head of Abdullah in the lap of his father. Even at this juncture, Muarrikheen say, those who witnessed the scene, they say even at this juncture, he still remained absolutely calm. He collected the blood of the two-year-old baby in his hand, and he raised his hand to the heavens, and he said, "Oh my Allah, if this is your decision to withhold your madad and your help, then I am happy with your decision. But oh my Allah, you exert revenge on my behalf." What must have been the scene of the fields of Karbala when finally the women folk are being escorted away, and 72, of which 16 were from the direct descendants of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, beheaded, were lying on the fields of Karbala. And Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, the sister of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, turns around and she looks at the scene of Karbala. "Ya Muhammada, ya Muhammada, salla alayka al-ilah wa malaku as-samaa, hadha Husaynun bil-ara, muzammilun bid-dima, muqatta'u al-a'dha. Ya Muhammada, ya Muhammada, banatuka as-sabaya wa dhurriyatuka muqattalah. Tasfi alayya sabah." That, "Oh my grandfather, oh my grandfather, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, may the mercies of Allah descend upon you, and may the malaika of the heaven send durood upon you. Look at your grandson. Look at Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He is enshrouded in his own blood. Muqatta'ul a'da. His limbs have been cut. Look at the little children of your family. Look at Aun. Look at Muhammad. Look at Abdullah. Look at Qasim. Muzammilum bid-dima. Other people, mehndi is used. For them, their own blood has been used as mehndi. Ya Muhammada, ya Muhammada. O my grandfather, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Banatuka sabaya. Your daughters have become prisoners. Wa dhurriyatuka muqattala. And your descendants have lying murdered. Tasfi alayha sama. There is no one to bury them. The sand of Karbala has blown, and that has become their kafan." Through Karbalas like this, and through Qurbani and sacrifice like this, till Qiyamat, the Ummah is being given the sabak, that everything can go. The home can go. The family can go. The world can go. But the deen of Allah will not be compromised. Allah's deen has to be raised alive on this earth. That Qurbani was taken first from Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then from Sahaba Ikram, and then from those who were closest to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. "Am hasibatum an tadkhulu al-jannata walamma ya'tikum mathalu alladhina khalu min qablikum." Allah says in his Quran, "Do you think my jannat is cheap? Without undergoing the hardships of the nations of the past, you are just going to enter into Jannat." No, this is the ummat of Qurbani. This is the ummat of sacrifice. Karbala's were for Hussein radiallahu anhu. Karbala's were for Sahaba. We are too weak, my respected brothers. At least let us make the niyat not to compromise the deen of Allah. Stay away from zina. Stay away from sharab. Stay away from the places of haram. Stay away from the disobedience of our mothers. Every morning at the time of Fajr, when the azan of Fajr is called out, our Karbala, our Qurbani, our sacrifice is to throw off that blanket and come to the masjid. Let us make this new year the year of Tawbah. Let us make this new year the year of the Ummah coming back to the masjid, of the Ummah once again recognizing its responsibility. In every direction we can see the athar and the signs of the ghadab and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us once again knock the door of Tawbah and come back to Allah. Muharram has come. A new year has come. Tomorrow is Ashura. Ashura, in one riwayat it comes, was the day when Allah accepted the Tawbah of a nation. Ashura is the day of Tawbah.
Ashura is a day in which we should fast. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he who will fast on the day of Ashura, the past year's sins will be forgiven. In order to go against the Yahud, who also would fast on Ashura, he advised fast on the 9th and the 10th, or the 10th and the 11th. Also it comes in hadith, man wassa ala ahlihi yawma ashura wassa Allahu alayhi sa'ira sanatihi, that person who will exhibit generosity upon his family on the day of Ashura, Allah will be generous with him for the rest of the year. Fuzail bin Ayaz says, for 50 years I practically tested this hadith, and I found that when I was generous on the day of Ashura, Allah was generous with me for the rest of the year. So the need of the hour, the cry of the hour, the call of the hour, my respected brothers, is for us to make tawbah and for us to come back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for us to come back to the masjid and to take the lesson. One is to speak of the waqiyah, one is to shed a few tears, one is to sing a few naats and nazams, but the object is to take the lesson of Karbala, the lesson of Qurbani, the lesson of the sacrifices of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And very, very important, inshallah, 6th, 7th and 8th of April, Allah has blessed us. Our ijtima will be taking place in Siripat Road grounds in Reservoir Hills. So from now, let us come back to the masjid and start the effort of the ijtima, inviting our brothers to give some time and make some qurbani and strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq.
Syntech CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله علانيته وسره لك الحمد على نعمة الإيمان ولك الحمد على نعمة الإسلام ولك الحمد على نعمة الزوجات ولك الحمد على نعمة الأولاد لك الحمد على نعمك الكثيرة وآلائك الجثيمة لك الحمد على أن جعلتنا من خير أمة أخرجت للناس لك الحمد يا ربنا حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله almost merciful, almost kind Allah. Ya Allah, you are free from every weakness, every blemish, every shortcoming. Ya Allah, you are free from the movement of the ravages of space and time, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, day is for us, day is not for you. Night is for us, night is not for you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, seconds and hours and minutes affect us. Seconds and hours and minutes do not affect you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are park of time. Ya Allah, you are park of present tense, past tense and future tense. Ya Allah, you are park and free of east, west, north and south, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are the owner of time. Ya Allah, you are the owner of the space. Ya Allah, you are the owner of direction, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are free of the blemishes and the ravages of space and time. Ya Allah, another year has passed. Ya Allah, another year has passed. Some sections of it we remember, some sections of it we don't remember. Ya Allah, you have not forgotten anything, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, 1 million years ago, what has happened? That is in front of you right now, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, 1 million years from now, that which is going to happen before it has happened, it is in front of you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this last year, 1427, when it presented itself in front of you, it would have presented the kahani and the qissa and the story of the hardship and the difficulties which have befallen the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, not a single day of this past year went by, Ya Allah, without some home being bulldozed of this ummah, without some blood being spilt of this ummah, without the respect and honor of some woman or sister of this ummah being besieged. Ya Allah, without some baby of this ummah being slaughtered, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, without some river flowing with the blood of this ummah. Ya Allah, 2 centuries have passed. 2 centuries have passed and the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sinking lower and lower in humiliation, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, everything has turned against us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Firauns of today are out to destroy the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, we are like that ship
whose captain has forsaken it, and who is at the mercy of the storm, being tossed in different directions. Ya Allah, those three people in the cave, when the rock came in front of the mouth of the cave, each one of them presented their amal. When they presented their amal, you moved the rock a little bit. The second one presented the amal, you moved the rock a little bit more. The third one presented his amal, and the rock was removed, and they were able to come out from the cave. Ya Allah, we don't have any amal to present before you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our namaz is such, we have to make tawbah for our namaz, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our ibadat is such, we have to make tawbah for our ibadat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have one sajda that we can present in front of you. We don't have one turakat namaz also that we can present in front of you. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, this majma has come as a delegation on your doorstep, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, what we can present to you, Ya Allah, what we can present to you is the mubarak and the pure blood of Abdullah bin Hussein radiallahu anhu, which was spilt in Karbala, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we can present the blood of the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hussein radiallahu anhu, that was spilt in Karbala, of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, through the qurbani of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of the family of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, we are beseeching you to restore the dignity and honor of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the suffering has gone on for too long, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, everything has turned against us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this environment has turned against us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they have made our daughters naked, Ya Allah. They have taken our daughters out in the bazaars, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they have put guitars and musical instruments into the hands of our youth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our youth are in the dens of vice. Ya Allah, our youth are in the dens of your disobedience. They have become the targets of drugs. They have become the targets of all sorts of masiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how many homes there are when the eyes of the children only open up when the sunrise has come. Ya Allah, be namazis are found in every direction, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, the athar and the signs of your ghadab and anger are apparent in every direction. Ya Allah, so many karbalas are taking place, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the waves of the oceans are rising up in tsunamis. The earth is opening up and sucking up the ummah of your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the homes are being bulldozed. The bombs, Ya Allah, are blowing the bodies of the little babies of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and making them such that they are not worthy of even janaza salah. Ya Allah, yet still, Ya Allah, still the haram is going on. Still the zina is going on. Still the disobedience is going on. Eh, mere malikul mulk Allah. Oh, my Hannan Allah. Oh, my Dayan Allah. Oh, my Ghaffar Allah. Oh, my Wahhab Allah. Oh, my Razzaq Allah. We are too weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are too weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the hearts are in your control. We are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, turn the hearts of the ummah towards your obedience, Ya Allah. Restore the dignity and honor of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove the hands of the tyrants, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Firauns of today are saying, where is your Allah? Ya Allah, you show them that you are our Allah. Ya Allah, you show them that you are our Allah. Ya Allah, you show them that you are our Allah. Ya Allah, if hidayat is muqaddar for them, give them hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if hidayat is not muqaddar for them, remove them from the surface of this earth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make this year 1428 the year of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make this our year, Ya Allah. Make this the year of the masjid, Ya Allah. Make this the year when the ummah will exhibit their love for you, Ya Allah, and their love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us the people of the masjid, Ya Allah. Make us the people of your obedience, Ya Allah. Accept us, Ya Allah. Accept our families, Ya Allah. Accept our children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give America hidayat. Give Europe hidayat. Give Asia hidayat. Give Africa hidayat. Ya Allah, remove the obstacles for hidayat. Blow the winds of hidayat, Ya Allah. Blow the winds of hidayat, Ya Allah. 5 billion insan, if they die now, they are going to Jahannam forever and ever, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are too weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are too weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if you blow the winds of hidayat, Ya Allah, there will be no shortage in your treasures. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become so happy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have said in your Quran, wa amma sa'il fala tanhar, do not turn the beggar away. Ya Allah, you have commanded in your Quran, do not turn the beggar away. Ya Allah, we are the beggars of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that have come on your doorstep, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not turn us away. Ya Allah, do not turn us away. Ya Allah, do not turn us away
The darkness has gone on for too long. The suffering has gone on for too long. Ya Allah, we are not worthy of Karbala's. Karbala's was for Hussein radiallahu anhu. Ya Allah, we are too weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are too weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, Ya Allah. Protect our families, Ya Allah. Save us from the azab of Qabr. Save us from the azab of Hashar, Ya Allah. Grant us our book of deeds in the right hand, Ya Allah. Let us cross the pul sirat with the speed of lightning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Save us from Jahannam. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Save us from Jahannam. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, our families, our parents, Ya Allah. Our asadis, aikiram, all those people who have done good towards us, all those who have asked us for duas, grant them the best in this world and the hereafter, Ya Allah. Those Muslims that are in need and in some hajat, fulfill their needs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill their hajat and their needs, Ya Allah. Fulfill their hajat and their needs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are the fulfiller of the needs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us your ta'alluq, grant us your love, grant us your closeness, grant us the love of striving in your path, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the love of your obedience, Ya Allah. Allahumma innaka tasma'u kalamana wa tarama مكاننا وتعلم سرنا وعلانيتنا ولا يخفى عليك شيء من أمرنا نحن البائسين الفقراء المستغيثين المستجيرين الوجلين المشفقين المقرين المعترفين بذنوبنا نسألك مسألة المساكين ونبتهل إليك ابتهال المذنب الذليل وندعوك دعاء الخائف الضرير دعاء من خضعت لك رقبته وذل لك جسمه وراغم لك أنفه اللهم لا تجعلنا بدعاء عليك شقيا وكلنا رؤوفا رحيما يا خير المسؤولين ويا خير المعطين اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما برحمتك ومنك وفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومطاعنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله.
Assalamu alaikum. Isim taxidis. Gimchalila gampala.
Hey, Englishman.
Sorry, Pastor.
You know,
Simtex Cities, getting the best quality. Number one, low silver bottom, she's shining too much kakulu. Just try and you'll buy. Serious, I cannot no problem. Mhlamba, if you are getting the complaint, we are not going to bolala, you know. Just come for the another one. I will change it. Sizo change a change.
Hey, give me that, man. What are you talking about, bolala or not? You want to kill the customer.
Hi, boss, I was just joking. And if you phone a normal back, Sizomnik, no problem.
Hey,
oh yeah, we'll give you your money back.
Ish, this English.
40, long time. When your city gonna scratch, just come and tell my boss, ne? Maybe we're going to help you, okay? With low free city. But don't tata my chance. Remember, Simtex Cities, number one.
Ha! Pass. Oh my goodness, I can't believe you.
Mohlelo advert, ne?
What? You're right. Hey, get out from here before I give you one.
Aye. Simtex CD Productions, bringing the sound of Islam to you.
Simtex Islamic CDs. South Africa's leading Islamic media and audio CD manufacturer.